Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. What a jam-packed hour we have in store for you that includes something totally unique called Nail the Score. But before we get to Nail the Score and how you do that, we're going to talk about some of the things making news across America and elsewhere. Many, many people remembering 9/11 8 years ago. It's a huge anniversary. Still so many questions surround 9/11, obviously, and for families, it's got to be rough. The reminder of losing someone in their life, whether it's a son, a father, a husband, a wife, etc. I mean, the stories are endless, and the people whose lives were touched and destroyed in some cases by 9/11 goes very, very, very deep, and not just in New York, but across the country. Of course, what happened at the Pentagon, what happened in Shanksville, and what happened in New York. I have a couple of quick personal stories that I'll get to in a few minutes and tell you about how I can relate to 9/11 as being one of the most horrific days of my life. But before we do that, a couple of other quick things. Guantanamo Bay, the lawyer from the Pentagon, actually remembering that horrible day 8 years ago, pretty much when cornered, hedged on closing Gitmo by January. If you remember, on the campaign trail, the one thing that Obama kept hammering home was how it was horrible, what was going on, how we were appearing to the rest of the world, and Guantanamo would no longer cease to exist. And then when he was in office, January 22nd was going to be the D-Day for that's it, no more Guantanamo. Of course, there are problems. One, where are the 200 and some folks going to go? They don't want them in Michigan. They don't want them in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And all of the people who live in those backyards, I mean, almost all, no joke, have been writing, calling, pleading with their governor, with their senators, with their congresspeople to not allow this to happen. Even in Michigan, in an area where more people would be employed by having work at the prison, they want no parts of having those terrorists tried and being held in their own areas. So what's happened as a result of that and a few other things, too, because there's the legality of trying those people, of trying the 226, how do you deal with them? How do you close by January? I guarantee I'd be stunned if they are able to do this because of the legal questions, for one, on what is going to happen to the guys that are held at that military prison. Can they resolve this in 4 months? And, of course, the top GOP guys are demanding that the prison stay open, and I, for one, agree with them. This is just a disaster waiting to happen because the transferring the detainees somewhere else is just too big, challenging, and not set up correctly. And then what about the legislation to figure out what are you going to do with these military commission court system that's in place? Is supposed to be completed by the end of the month, right? Because they wanted to get rid of that. That was the whole idea. Bush had the commissions. They want to get rid of the commissions. So they have to do that legally. Do you think that's going to happen on time? And there's still problems with this one thing. The Senate plan defines this material support because what happened is the White House lawyers are having big problems with this. What is material support to terrorists as a war crime? See, this is the thing. If there is material support and then I give the material support, you go and blow it up, can that be classified as a war crime? Material support is a federal crime, but that charge, remember, was elevated to laws of war violations by the Military Commissions Act that went into effect in 2006. This is very important, folks. Pay attention. I don't want it to get lost in a gobbledygook explanation. The heart of this is important because ultimately what kind of court some of the detainees will be tried in, that's what will be determined. It has to be resolved before deciding which U.S. prisons that the detainees can be moved to. Is material support, is it a law of war offense? What the administration lawyer is saying is that it's not, that material support is still, is not a war crime. That makes a very big difference as to how some of these people are tried. So they're struggling, obviously, to come up with the legal reasons why that prison has to be closed down and where they are going to try these terror detainees. And also on the list, how do you protect America from Al-Qaeda? Right? Because doesn't our government have to protect us? Don't they have to ensure that U.S. laws follow what they're now calling our American values, that there's not going to be any degrading treatment of the detainees, and that the military troops and interrogators understand the new rules of engagement when dealing with these guys? Ugh. On the heels of that, and this made news, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's photograph is all over the Internet. But the Internet that he's all over, besides our own versions of whatever, Yahoo.com, he's on terrorist websites, Al-Qaeda websites. Of course, the reason why is to prop him up as a martyr, as a hero, as somebody who is fighting the good fight, as those dastardly Americans have inhumane conditions going on at Guantanamo, where he's being held. Never mind how many people were killed as a result of his efforts. What happened was, since February, the Red Cross came in and took photographs of the people that are being held there. They're up to 100 plus. So these photographs, they were allowed to choose two poses. Can you imagine? So they go in, they pose for the pictures, and the idea was, we have to keep an eye on what's happening at the prison and make sure everything's on the up and up and send these photographs to the families because it's the right thing to do. So in sending the photographs to the families, of course the families release them and they go viral. And then they become heroes, and what does that do? It fuels the fire of people who want to kill us in the United States. Let's be realistic about it, right? Look what happened to our guy. Look what they're doing to him, the Americans. There he is. He's fighting the good fight. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. Any terrorism expert will tell you that. Oh, they just groan when they see the picture and they hear that it's been released all over the place. So just a couple of things, some backlash on 9/11 and where we are 8 years later. Good question to ask. Are we any safer? Coming up on Sunday night's America Tonight, we're going to talk with our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, who spent some time in D.C. lately with the FBI and others working on ways to thwart terrorism. And he has some thoughts on are we safer since what happened in New York and Shanksville and in the Pentagon. Coming back on the flip side, we'll let you hear what happened in that first NFL game, plus nail the score. If you want to nail the score, we're going to have the game of the week. You can start lining up the phone calls or the emails as well, americatonight.net, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
To both the Marks listening in New York and Tomas in Michigan and everybody who had some interesting thoughts about 9/11 as we carry around heavy hearts, this is for all of the people who survived in the wake of what happened. Moving forward and living life, and part of that is having some passion for other things than the passion that we all have and always seeking the truth. And here in America Tonight, we do a thing called Nail the Score. Nail the Score is going to be a whole lot of fun. The NFL opened its season on Thursday. The matchup was a pretty primo one, the Steelers and the Tennessee Titans. Wouldn't you know it came down to the waning moments. Here's what that sounded like.
They rush for it. Line doing the job again. Roethlisberger retired. Inside the 20, Ward makes the catch. And Ward will fumble the ball inside the 5-yard line. Hines Ward fumbles and Tennessee recovers at the 4. Over the middle. Caught 15-yard line. That's Mike Wallace. The rookie from Mississippi. Look downfield. Look to his checkoff guy, went back to Wallace, and now they're in field goal position. Greg Warren will snap it. 33-yard attempt to win the game. He's got it. The Pittsburgh Steelers, very much like last year, defense and Roethlisberger.
All right, so that was it. You heard the great Al Michaels with the call there. Very weird, too. He's doing it with Chris Collinsworth, of course, John Madden. Out of the equation now, it's interesting, just a quick side note, Madden is going to help the commissioner of the NFL, Goodell, in a new NFL advisory role. It's an unpaid deal, but he's going to help him out. Remember, John Madden was a guy who played football, coached football, then ultimately became one of the biggest announcers ever in the game's history. So, no John Madden in the booth, but still a fun game to watch. The Steelers overcome Ward's gaffe, and they end up with a 13-10 win. That's how your NFL opened up. And without further ado, it's time for the big moment on the show.
Mm-hmm. now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. We don't know what the game of the week will be. Looking at the schedule, there are a plethora, don't you love that word, of great games that our computer could ultimately pick. Maybe your favorite NFL team will be on the docket. Maybe you could care less, but you just want to win the prize. That's good, because the prize is a cell phone, movie tickets, food, coupons, and a whole lot more. September 13th, do you believe it's already September 13th? Some of the matchups include Detroit at New Orleans, Dallas at Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium. I've been there. They have this cool pirate ship. It's fun. Philly at Carolina, Bank of America Stadium. I'm an Eagles fan, I'll tell you that. Kansas City at Baltimore, the Jets at Houston, San Francisco at Arizona, Jacksonville at Indianapolis, Minnesota. Big game, obviously, for Brett Favre at Cleveland. Denver at Cincinnati, Miami at Atlanta and the Georgia Dome. Some interesting matchups. Washington at the Giants, and of course that's a division rivalry somewhat. Giants Stadium, I think the Giants are just going to run all over them. San Francisco at Arizona, St. Louis at Seattle, Chicago at Green Bay. Monday night is Buffalo, T.O. in a Buffalo uniform, at New England. So many people thinking that Tom Brady is going to be on the top of the heap again, and the Patriots are the team to beat because they should have an easy way in to the Super Bowl. So that all kicks off at Gillette Stadium. Let's roll out the computer, Matt Johnson, and see what game the computer picks. Could you hit the computer again? All right, so the game of the week is, do you believe this? Chicago at the Packers. Yes, indeed. That is the Sunday night game on NBC, 8:20. Lambeau Field, 8:20 kick. I love Sunday night football. I'll be watching it. You can bet that. So you just have to call us and tell us who you think is going to win the game, the Bears or the Packers, and what you think the final score will be. That means you, Jana in Iowa, and the rest of you. That means you, Dana in Texas. You might win the prize pack. That means any of the marks or anybody else that already called, you're still okay. And you can email me during the segment as well, up until the end of the hour, and then it's off because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. Oh, I didn't know any other score was on, and that would be disastrous. So we leave it through the end of the hour. As many of you veteran people to the show know, email your score, americatonight.net, and just tell me who you think is going to win, Green Bay or Chicago. So we'll start this off with me giving you my prediction. I think Chicago wins this. They beat the Pack 20-17. Here's why. The Bears have a good new quarterback in Jay Cutler. The Bears defense has to stop Ryan Grant on the run. I think they can do that. Of course, you look at their defense, Brian Urlacher. You look at Lance Briggs. Not a problem. You look at the Packers. They had some serious problems on defense last year. What did they give up? An average of 28 points or more a game. In fact, they cleared the board with coaches because it was so miserable. And I love, love, love the tight ends for the Bears. Olsen and, of course, Desmond Clark. So Greg Olsen and Desmond Clark, I think they could have decent games. It is in enemy territory. This is a big rivalry. What a way to start off for both of these teams. Again, I like Chicago, and you can take my score. If somebody calls in and you want to copy my score, you can take my score because I'm not eligible for the prize. I will brag all over the place, of course, if I nail the score, but that's fine. Chicago 20, the Pack 17. Here is the number to jingle, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Let's ask Matt Johnson what he thinks the final score will be. What final score do you have for that game?
Well, I have something close to what you had, except for a little different perspective. I'm going 2016 Green Bay.
2016 Green Bay. Of course you're picking Green Bay.
Well, that's not a course. It's big divisional rivals here in the NFC North, and I feel Green Bay is going to have a better defense because they got Dom Capers there running the 3-4 now.
Right.
And I don't feel Cutler's good, but he doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. They don't have any wide receivers at all. I mean, any...
Tight ends!
Yeah, but tight ends can't stretch the field. They're not going to get into the end zone, so I think they're going to get one touchdown from Forte and then have a couple field goals there, three field goals, and then Green Bay is going to get in the end zone a couple times and tap it off with a field goal.
All right, so we both think it's going to be a close game. We have that in common. 2016 Packers, that's Matt's prediction. Mine, you know, is Chicago 20, the Packers 17. What's yours if you just tuned in? It's Nail the Score. It's something special we do for the NFL season so we can give away our exciting prizes. 800-259-5791. Since we're kicking this off and it's in a brand new network and people have to get used to it, we thought we would give a little preview as well of the NFL while we were here. I'll give you my picks, and then I'll let Matt do his. I've got in the AFC East, I have the Pats. In the AFC, what a layup, huh? In the AFC North, I have the Steelers. In the AFC South, I have the Colts. AFC West, I have the Chargers. NFC East, I have the G-Men, the Giants. NFC North, I have the Bears. NFC South, I have the Falcons, NFC West, I have, I can't even read my own writing. This was a hard one for me. Certainly I wasn't going to pick the Rams. I picked Seattle. I thought Seattle would probably win the West. Not going to do wild cards or divisional stuff because that won't make sense. Championship game, I'm going to jump ahead. AFC, Pats and the Chargers, NFC, Bears and the Eagles. Super Bowl, Pats and the Eagles. It's a rematch, and I like the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. How's that for being a homer? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Light them up. We're going to take your guesses, I promise, next. And we'll ask Matt as well what he thinks of the roadmap to the NFL. So Clifford and Charlie, you guys hang on. You're first out of the gate. I've got a bunch of emails. You can tap them to me at americatonight.net. Hang through, everybody.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Matchup being Chicago at Green Bay. What a choice that was. It's a huge rivalry. Matt Johnson, the technical maestro for the show, and myself disagree on who the winner is going to be. I said I think it's going to be Chicago for a lot of different reasons. I really expect Jay Cutler to soar, and regardless of who he's throwing to, I think that they're going to be able to move the ball on the defense, even though it has been beefed up for Green Bay. And I think that they've solved some of their big problems. And I completely think out of the gate to win one at Lambeau Field will put them in great standing with the fans who feel like it's been a rough couple of years. So, of course, how many years ago were they actually in the Super Bowl? Chicago at Green Bay is the game. My score guess, Chicago 20, Packers 17, Matt said Packers 20, and the Bears 16. What do you say, America? This is an honor of all those that lost their lives in 9/11 and their families as we go on and thrive and remember for all the things that we fight for and the truth that we try to come up with on this show and the conversations we have. We still want to be able to lighten the load and live life. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Clifford is listening to us in Missouri. Clifford, welcome back. What do you say?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
I'm glad this wasn't last night because the station's off the air here in Jeff City last night, so I'm glad we didn't have that last night.
The station got knocked off the air?
It was off. And I didn't come back on until about 7, 8 o'clock yesterday or this morning.
Wow.
I'm glad that you didn't, that nail the score wasn't last night.
Nope, it's going to be every Thursday in the third hour, so you know.
Whatever happened to David Fletcher? Is he still around or not?
Yeah, David Fletcher and I are still friends, but I'm on a different network, I have different guys in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to go along with the Packers, 28-21.
28-21. You're just trying to be nice to Matt Cliff. You're going against me again.
Y'all right, have a good day up there. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we're glad we're back on the air up there, that they got their power knocked out. They get those big storms. Okay, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Charlie, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Kate. I have to say you're absolutely right. I'm going to have to agree with you this time. You know what you're talking about. Green Bay hasn't seen a Chicago offense this potent in many years. The defense is going to pull through. Maybe Chicago's defense will score once. The special teams will give the offense a helping hand, and I'm going to have to go with Chicago.
What do you think the score is going to be?
24-20.
24-20. Okay, good, my man. You think it's going to be close, so we're going to see a good game. I'll be watching. I know you will be, too. 24-20. Hey, you too. Charlie, first guy out of the bucket in Kentucky. Love those Kentucky guys. Jana's listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hello, Jana.
Hello, Kate. I'm going 18-23, and I'm going to pick Green Bay.
Oh, Jana, are you just trying to be nice to Matt so you can get on the air?
No, I'm just going for the underdog.
Oh, come on. All right, so you like the Lambeau guys. 23-18. I like the offbeat score. Sometimes that's what happens in football, so I'm going to give you credit for that. Thanks, Jana.
I've got a question to ask real quick. You know, we won some golfing books, and they were supposed to be sent out, and I never did get one.
Okay, we'll make sure that you get it. I didn't know that you didn't do it. I'll make sure that you get that. I'll call them, and we'll have that sent to you because I'm sure they have your address, so we'll check on it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Jana. Let's go to Tom, who's listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. You're back again for Nail the Score. What do you think's going to happen?
I keep trying. Chicago 14-11.
All right, 14-11 Bears. I like the offbeatness, too. 14-11, that's an odd score. Maybe you're going to be right. You're right with me on the Bears, though. We're both on the same side of that one. Tom, good luck. Thanks
for
the call.
I may not always agree with you, but, you know, this time I do.
Thanks, Tom. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in and you're like, what is Delaney talking about? It's Nail the Score, and every Thursday in the third hour we do that. You can, I know people are working, and just like Clifford said in Missouri, I tried to give as much announcement time as I could, but you can also email us if you get stuck in between a shift or whatever. And you do that by going to americatonight.net, but only until the top of the hour. So I promise we'll get the calls as they come through, 800-259-5791. Matt, you were going to also give us your picks for the NFL.
You wanted my expert opinion, huh?
Yeah, your expert opinion. Let's see, Minnesota.
Well, I think they're going to have a good squad, but unlike you, I'm not going to pick them and jinx it because I don't want my prediction to end up wrong. So this way, my prediction can be wrong, and my team can still win. So if I pick the Vikings, then I don't know. But I do have the Vikings win the division, and I went a little, I went one step further than you did, and I picked a couple wild card teams, too.
All right.
I think Philly's going to win the East and the NFC, and the Vikings are going to win the North, the Saints in the South, and the Sea Chickens in the West. And then I think the wild cards are going to be the Falcons and the Packers.
Oh, okay.
And I got the Saints and the Vikings in the championship game. I don't have your Philly squad anywhere to be seen. And I got the Saints going to the Super Bowl. I think Drew Brees is finally going to pull it out and spread the ball around to Marcus Colston and all those other guys and get into the championship game. And then in the AFC, I got the Pats, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and San Diego winning the divisions, and then Baltimore and Indianapolis getting the wild cards with Pitt and New England in the championship game, and I got the Pats going to the Super Bowl, and Tom Brady's going to get his fourth Super Bowl ring.
All right, so we both have the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, different teams, different winners, but the Patriots are still going to be really tough. They're very, very,
that
very tough.
That division's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
Look at Buffalo's got better with T.O.,
right.
And then, the Jets, they got a rookie QB, but they got the new coach. The defense should be better. And then Miami stepped up last year, made it to the playoffs. So I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, I think, in the AFC. I agree with you.
The top two divisions are going to be the NFC North and the AFC East.
Yeah, I agree.
And the AFC West, I have no idea how they're even going to put a playoff team out there.
I know. The worst always.
Easiest division ever.
It's to predict. Just terrible things come from the AFC West. I don't understand it. The powerhouse that used to be some of those teams no longer. It's like you think, you know, you look at some of those teams and you say, what? Where were they a couple of years ago? So I think it's going to be a wide open season. And every preseason magazine that I read, all the predictions and guys who have covered the NFL for decades, nobody's in agreement on anything except for the Patriots getting to the Super Bowl. Almost everybody has the Patriots at least getting to the Super Bowl. Not everybody has them winning the Super Bowl, but they have them getting there. So that's something to think about. We're doing this thing called Nail the Score. If you just tuned in, the game of the week is Chicago at Green Bay. The number to call is 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you successfully nail the score, you win our prize pack, and the prize pack is loaded with incredible prizes, including a cell phone, movie tickets, also restaurant coupons, gift cards, really, is probably the better way to say that, and a whole slew of other surprises as well. Pretty much we're all over the map. Jana in Iowa, of course, picked the Packers, 23-18. Tom in Kansas, you might have just heard, he went 14-11 with the Bears. Matt likes Green Bay. I like the Bears. Charlie in Kentucky. Where's all those Kentucky guys? 24-20. Cliff in Missouri, 28-21. He likes the Packers. Now, I have a couple of emails here. One from Big Patrick. Big Patrick says, hey, Kate, I've just been listening the last month or so. I happened to catch you say something the other day about this Nail the Score thing. Love it. I agree with you. You're right on the money with your analysis of Chicago. Matt's all wet. And I'm going to say that I'm going to take your score. I'm going to go Chicago 20, Packers 17. I just like the guy because he said something nasty about Matt. He's all wet. Yeah. Here's one from Bridge. Bridge says, hey, Kate, I'm doing this for my boyfriend. He wanted me to email you. I'm going with the Packers 17 and the Bears 7. Sorry about that. Obviously sorry that you're picking the other team. Okay, so we've got that in the books. And here's, let me see, one other one. This one's from Austin. Austin says, hello, Nail the Score is back. Hooray, I'm going to win it this year. My prediction is the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is the man. He's the man, Kate. How can you go against Aaron Rodgers? I know you like him because I've heard you on a Fox Sports show touting about his greatness. This is his turn. The Packers were awful at the tail end of the season. They're going to come out much, much stronger this year. The defense is going to be 100 times better. Trust me, I think the final score is going to be the Packers 27-14 over the Bears. All right, so you may have similar guesses, different guesses. Call us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or shoot us the email. You only have 15 minutes left, americatonight.net.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will ride you.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're doing that Nail the Score thing. It's back once again. So if you just tuned in, we pick a game of the week in the NFL for fun. The game of the week, the computer picked it, Chicago at Green Bay. You don't have to know anything about football. You just call us and tell us who you think's going to win, Green Bay or Chicago, and what you think the final score will be. It could be any score. It could be 14-7, 14-3, 21-17, any number that you can imagine. And trust me, sometimes there's very strange endings to games and strange scores. And if you win, you win a cell phone, you win movie tickets, you win restaurant coupons or gift cards and a whole bunch of other things as well. The Steelers kick things off, by the way, in the NFL. They've won their last 7 openers. What a streak, I guess, that is. They're just happy to get the win, for sure. And they ended up beating Tennessee in the end in overtime thanks to a kick. Unfortunately, Hines Ward with a big bad fumble that could have ended the deal in regulation, but they were able to get it back, and they win again 13-10 with Jeff Reed kicking a 33-yard field goal, and that was like with, you know, 4 and change already ticked off the clock in OT. So pretty big, because remember, these are your Super Bowl champs from last year. So you only have another 8 minutes or so to get this done. Just a reminder, I swear we'll keep the time the same. It'll be every Thursday into Friday, so Friday morning for most of us, the third hour of America Tonight. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Ricky is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you filling up?
No, actually, I just got in my truck. I'm a night watchman at one of the big thoroughbred horse farms here in the state of Kentucky.
Oh, cool for you. I heard that. Now it makes sense. I heard that clicking, so I wondered, and that does sound like your car. Okay, what do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to take Green Bay at an odd score of 13-6.
13-6, that's not that odd. That could happen, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, with that odd number, though.
Yeah, I like the odd number. You remember last year, I mean, how often did we saw either scores that were just out of control, ridiculous, where one team annihilated the other, like that Philly game against the Cowboys in the playoffs, or incredibly low scoring that it didn't look like a football score at all, so who knows. Good guess, Ricky. You have fun tonight. Thanks for the call, and remember, we do this every Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. You have fun yourself.
All right, thank you. 800-259-5791. Lachlan is listening to us in Illinois. How are you?
I am doing awesome.
Awesome, I love it. I'm doing awesome. What's your score guess?
Well, I'm going to say the Chicago Bears, 28, the Packers, 17.
Good, my man. You're a Bears fan, aren't you?
I'm a huge Bears fan, and Cutler's a godsend is all I got to say.
I agree with you. I don't know why Matt is all over that Cutler's not going to be any good. It was exciting to watch him just in practice, and he is so thrilled to be with the Bears. I think they're going to have a great season, the defense and the offense.
I agree. I think people got to realize we don't have Grossman anymore, so we can't be any worse.
I love that. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Remember, you can call us Thursday nights. Third hour, 800-259-5791. Hey, get off your hands in Minneapolis. We got to have some applause for our lady, Edna, listening to us in the great state of Kansas. She calls. Yeah. Listen to that applause for Edna. She calls us every Nail the Score season. Edna, how have you been?
Oh, okay.
What do you think's going to happen?
Oh, I think the Bears is going to win.
And what do you think the final score is?
22-17.
I like it. 22-17. So a lot of Bears folks coming in. Thanks, Edna.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You take care. She sounds good. Okay, we got a bunch of emails here. Here's one from Tom, Tennessee. Whatever that means. I don't think it's Tom in Tennessee. It just says Tom, Tennessee. Tom, Tennessee says, man, those scores are way too low, Kate. I think you're right on about the Bears, but I think the Bears win this one 42-27. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. If that score happens 42, I'm sending you something else on top of what we would send you in that prize pack. Of course, you never know. Here's one from Big Bob. Big Bob from Kentucky. Big Bob says, hey, Kate, listen to the show. Love it. Got to say, I'm glad Nail the Score's back. I've got to go with the man you're picking on. What's his name? Matt. I think Matt is dead on about Green Bay, although you both have the score pretty tight. I think it's going to be more of a blowout on Green Bay's side of things. Ultimately, the final score will be 32-14, Green Bay. What? You've been listening to the show too long. Okay. Here's one from Jake. Jake, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Jake emails us a ton. Hey, Kate, long time no talk. I'm going to say it straight. I think it's the Packers, 14-7 over the Bears. 14-7. Matt, that is such a low score, 14-7 for those two teams.
Yeah, it's a pretty low score, but you got to remember there's going to be a lot of defense in this game. And once again, the Bears don't have anybody to throw the ball to. I can't stress this enough. It's going to be all running game and Cutler can throw. I never
said
Cutler
teams,
wasn't going to be any good,
tight
by
ends.
The way. You misquoted me. I said he doesn't have anyone to throw the ball to. Name one receiver they have.
Well, who's really good?
No,
I think a receiver. I think that
you
what...
You can't do it.
I can too do it. Why?
Okay,
you want to
we'll
know why?
I'm looking it up.
I'm not looking it up. I think what's going to happen, though, is what I said. I think that you're talking about maybe Hester. You're talking about... You're talking about Forte, right? You're talking about Forte. You're talking about Greg Olsen.
Tight end.
Remember, right?
Good receiver
right.
yet.
Right, because, I mean, you're
they
right.
Earl Bennett, a rookie, and that's like all they have. And Devin Hester.
Well, Devin Hester. I said Hester, so Hester counts.
Yeah, but he can't run routes that well. All he's going to do is just run down the field, and hopefully he can catch it and not bounce off his buttery hands.
Oh, you hate the Bears. That's why you're nailing them. Okay, I think Greg Olsen is absolutely the person that's going to get the ball the most, okay?
I agree. They have two really good tight ends. I will give it that to them.
And that's what I said. That's who I pointed out. That's what I think is going to happen. And that's who, ultimately, Cutler is going to turn to. It's not going to be Bennett, who you mentioned. It has better chance of being Devin Hester if that were the case. I mean, you make a point. It's true that wide receiver-wise, that's not where they're going to get it done. It could be running on the ground game. If you look at MF and how he moved, what did he do last year? Like 1,200 rushing yards or something?
Yeah, he had a good year.
He was
year.
A rookie. He had a good year.
But Kevin Jones is out for the year now, so he doesn't have a solid backup. They have the inferior Adrian Peterson and Garrett Wolfe. So I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? In practices, I heard that Hester looked really good with Cutler. Not in the beginning, because a lot of passes kind of whizzed by him and whatnot. But you look at Cutler and his arm strength and the velocity that he has and the fact that, you know, he didn't work with any of the guys before training camp. So they're going to have some rough holes, obviously. But I think that they'll catch on pretty quick. I do. It's going to be a combination. It's still going to be heavy play to the tight ends. I can't emphasize that enough, though. Absolutely.
Well, I think the Bears, they're going to be good. And like I said, NFC North is probably going to be the best division in the NFC with the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings. You know, Lions, hopefully they can win one this year. But I think that's going to be the toughest division. They're just the third best team in the division.
Yeah. It'll be a good game. It'll be interesting to see what happens this season with them if they turn it around. And like I said, I still think the key is because Olsen he's going to catch it in the air. He's going to be one of those pass catching tight ends anyway. He's worked very hard. I talked to somebody the other day that covers the Bears from one of the big radio stations up there called The Score, and they said this guy has worked very, very tough even on his blocking. And I think he's the guy to look to. I think he's going to be the Pro Bowler. Hey, thanks to everybody who called, and we caught a couple of emails at the tail end here, and I'll make sure that I get those recorded for you. Remember, every Thursday in the third hour, we do Nail the Score. So good luck to everybody who called in and those who emailed us, and we'll see if anybody wins this time around. We'll do it again next week for week two in the NFL.
You know, Bob, I'm thinking about how, you know, professional football has evolved into our national pastime. And one reason, John, is that every week, you know, we'll go around the country and people will say, did you see that game? Did you see this? Did you hear about that? Did you watch this?